This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Negotiators in Qatar say a Gaza ceasefire will begin on Friday morning with aid to follow, quote, as soon as possible. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansari announced the ceasefire will start at 7 a.m. local time on Friday. He said the two sides had exchanged lists of those to be released, and the first group of 13 women and children held by Hamas would be freed by Friday afternoon. He did not say how many Palestinian prisoners would be freed, but officials have said three would be freed for every hostage. Al Jazeera aired Al Ansari's comments, in which, through a translator, he said he was hopeful the truce would lead to more breakthroughs.
A lot of things have been done and said regarding the release of more than the 50 and to extend as well the truce.
He also added that increased aid for Palestinians will start to enter Gaza as soon as possible. I'm Karen Chamas.
Violent clashes have broken out in central Dublin after a five-year-old girl was seriously injured in a knife attack that also saw a woman and two other young children hospitalized. Irish police said the girl was receiving emergency medical treatment in a Dublin hospital following the attack Thursday outside a school. Soon after, at least 100 people took to the streets, some armed with metal bars and covering their faces. Police said over 400 officers, including many in riot gear, were deployed in Dublin city center to contain the unrest, which they said was, quote, caused by a small group of thugs. The World Health Organization says it has made an official request to China for information about a potentially worrying spike in respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. The UN Health Agency cited unspecified media reports and a global infectious disease monitoring service as reporting clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children in northern China. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union is sending border police reinforcements to Finland over fears that Russia is behind a migrant influx. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The European Union's border agency says it's sending a significant reinforcement, including patrol cars and additional equipment, as soon as next week to Finland's border with Russia. More than 800 migrants without proper visas and documentation have arrived in Finland so far since August, with more than 700 so far in November. That compares to just a few dozen in September and October. They include people from Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Kenya, Morocco, and Somalia. The Kremlin denies that it's behind the surge. I'm Norman Hall.
Officials say the rescue of 41 construction workers who have been trapped for nearly 2 weeks in a collapsed tunnel in northern India ran into another delay during what was described as the final phase of digging to reach them. A spokesperson for the Uttarakhand state government said late Thursday that the drilling machine's platform got destabilized while piercing through rock debris, and technicians needed to fix it before the operation could resume. Officials earlier had hoped to be ready to start bringing the workers out on Thursday, but now it won't be until Friday at the earliest. When the excavation is complete, pipes will be laid as an escape route. Oscar Pistorius could be granted parole after nearly 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The double amputee Olympic runner was convicted of a charge comparable to third-degree murder for the shooting of Reva Steenkamp multiple times in his home in the pre-dawn hours of Valentine's Day in 2013. He turned 37 this week and has been given a second chance at parole after he was wrongly ruled ineligible at a first hearing in March. Serious offenders in South Africa must serve at least half of their sentence to be eligible for parole, which Pistorius has done. The killing happened when Pistorius was at the height of his fame and just months after he had become the first double amputee to compete at the Olympics. And one of sport's most marketable figures, having overcome the amputation of both of his legs below the knee as a baby to run on specially designed carbon fiber blades. A lawyer for Steenkamp's mother said she will not oppose Pistorius's parole. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New Zealanders can expect tax cuts, more police on the streets, and less government bureaucracy, according to the three leaders who signed an agreement Friday to form a new government. The coalition deal ended nearly 6 weeks of intense negotiations after New Zealand held a general election on October 14th. The deal will see Christopher Luxon serve as prime minister after his Conservative National Party won 38% of the vote, the largest portion of any party. Luxon thanked New Zealanders for their patience during the negotiations and said each party had made policy compromises to close the deal. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.